seriously popular.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yesterday, 12th January 2022, Gardaí from Tullamore Garda Station attended to an incident following a call from a member of the public.
It is every woman's worst nightmare. Whoever is responsible for this will face the full rigours of the law.
From the team that brought you the trial of Lucy Letby, this is The Trial, Ashley Murphy.
On the 12th of January 2022, Aisling Murphy, a schoolteacher, was killed in the Irish town of Tullamore. Her funeral was attended by thousands, and many more attended vigils for her across the world.
Joseph Pushka is now on trial, accused of her murder. He denies the charges against him. I'm Nicola Byrne, Deputy News Editor for The Mail on Sunday in Ireland. I'll be in court every day, reporting on the trial as it happens.
And I'm broadcaster and journalist Caroline Cheatham. Together, we'll examine what's happened in court and bring you the details behind the headlines.
Today, we'll explain more about the alleged confession from Joseph Pushka to the attack on Aisling Murphy.
We'll also examine if the alleged confession could have been impacted by medication.
And we'll bring you more on the moment Joseph Pushka allegedly confessed that he told Aisling he wasn't going to hurt her before the court was told he stabbed her 12 times in the neck.
Welcome to Episode 5, The Medical Evidence.
So, Nicola, just to recap, in Friday's episode, we examined what the court had been told about this confession allegedly made by Joseph Pushka from his hospital bed in the days after Aisling was attacked. And all this came from the detectives who gave evidence to the court last week.
Caroline, we heard from two policemen who said they were initially sent to interview Joseph Pushka after he told doctors at the hospital that he'd been stabbed by two men when he went to visit a woman in Blanchardstown, almost 100 kilometres away from Tullamore. He said he'd been attacked by the two men as he got out of a taxi. He then went to his parents' apartment in Dublin, and the next day he was taken in an ambulance to St James's Hospital. And it was during his interview with the Gardaí that they decided something just didn't add up.
Yeah, they told the court, Nicola, you'll remember from last week, that the pieces, they said, just didn't fit together. And they also said that Joseph Pushka appeared to be covered in cuts and scratches on his arms and on his legs. So they called in the detectives from Tullamore who were investigating the alleged attack on Aisling. And just so we can keep up with the timeline here, this was the day after Aisling was attacked on the canal path, which happened, we think, at about 3:30 in the afternoon on January the 12th. And the court has already heard evidence from CCTV footage, which shows Joseph Pushka riding his bicycle around the town on the same day. They've also heard evidence from Anne-Marie Kelly, who is a primary school teacher, who said in the hours before Aislinn was attacked, Joseph Pushka had been following her from the town to the canal path as she walked her dog, Joey. She said she felt so uncomfortable at times at how close he was to her that she considered crossing the canal, but she wasn't sure if it would be safe for the dog. So in the end, she just ran away from him to the next bridge along. An hour later, Aislinn was stabbed and died on that same path.
Later on, Caroline, the court was told Joseph Pushka was seen by a number of witnesses who saw him walking in the dark outside the town centre. And one man in particular gave evidence that he saw a man resembling Joseph Pushka near to the Aldi supermarket in the town that night. And at that point, he even wondered if he could be the man who was involved in the attack in Tullamore.
Now, the court was told that CCTV then picked up Joseph Pushka at around 9:10, approaching a house in the Churchview estate. Now, this is the home of his friend Rostislav Pekuta, and he told the court in his evidence that Joseph Pushka had arrived at his home that evening looking scared, frightened and wet. He also said his face was scratched and that he'd asked him to drive him home.
The next images are from 1 a.m. the following morning, when the prosecution say the footage shows Joseph Pushka arriving at his parents' home in Dublin. The following morning, an ambulance was called and took him to hospital, which is where the jury was told his confession was made to the detectives from Tullamore.
So we've got that timeline now, Nicola, straight from when Aislinn was allegedly murdered on the canal path on the 12th of January to when Joseph Pushka is then in hospital the day later and the day after that, when he allegedly makes his confession to the detectives from Tullamore who'd been called to interview him when he was in hospital. And today in court, we heard a bit more about whether that confession could be relied upon.
Yes, there were questions today about whether the medication that Joseph Pushka was on at the time could have had any impact on his alleged confession. And the jury heard from Michael Ryan. He's an emeritus professor of pharmacology at University College Dublin. He told the jury he examined the extensive medical records of Joseph Pushka while he was in St. James's Hospital. He also studied the police files on him.
Now, he was asked by the prosecutor if any of the medication or substance that Joseph Pushka was on at the time could have any impact or bearing in his making admissions in hospital.
Professor Ryan said no, and he also told the court there was no evidence of any drugs affecting his behaviour at that time.
Yeah, and he also said there was one drug being administered to Joseph Pushka at that time called oxycodone, because he'd had keyhole surgery, which in higher doses could have caused some changes in his mood or in his behaviour. But he stressed repeatedly today in court that Joseph Pushka was receiving it in 5 milligram doses, which he described as very low. And he also put that into a bit of context, I think, for the jury. And he said, at its highest levels, oxycodone has a daily tolerance rate in humans of up to 400 milligrams.
Professor Ryan said by the time that Joseph Pushka made the alleged confession to Gardaí on the January the 14th, there was no evidence he was sedated and no evidence to suggest that the admissions were related to oxycodone.
He said the common side effects of the drug were constipation, nausea and possible depression of the respiratory system. And at high doses, it could cause dizziness.
And he said because of the way the body metabolises drugs, Joseph Pushka would have had less than 10 milligrams in his bloodstream after 6 p.m. on the 14th. And that, of course, was around the time he made his alleged confession. In fact, he told the court the amount of the drug left in his system on the evening of 14th of January was at the very most 8.25 milligrams, and it could even have been as low as 4.95 milligrams.
So Anne-Marie Lawler, who was prosecuting, asked the professor, was there any evidence to support the theory that Joseph Pushka's confession was related to the medication he was taking? No, Professor Ryan replied. And Nicola, Professor Ryan was cross-examined as well today by defence counsel.
Yes, this was Saoirse Ó'Donlóithe, and he agreed with him he wasn't a medical doctor and he had no experience on an A&E ward. He said his expertise was in pharmacology and toxicology, and he agreed he was reliant to some extent on the notes medical staff had recorded.
Yeah, but during the previous exchange with the prosecutor, he said he was not aware of an incident of a person's consciousness or ability to communicate being affected by doses of oxycodone below 10 milligrams. He also said he had never heard of anyone confessing to a murder because of a dose of oxycodone below 10 milligrams. We'll be back after this quick break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So, Nicola, we also heard today about photographs which were taken of Joseph Pushka after his arrest, which took place a few days later on January the 18th.
So the court heard from Sergeant Anthony Quinn, who is a scene of crime examiner who was involved in the arrest of Joseph Pushka on January the 18th at Tullamore Garda Station. This was after he was discharged from St. James's Hospital in Dublin. Sergeant Quinn took fingerprints from Joseph Pushka and he swabbed the inside of both of his cheeks for DNA samples. He also took more than 55 pictures of him on that day, which were shown to the jury this morning. Specifically, Caroline, they were shown five pictures which documented scratches on the right and left hands of Joseph Pushka and also scratches to his right and left legs.
Now, we also heard that Sergeant Quinn also attended the crime scene on the 12th of January. And when he arrived there, Aisling's body had already been moved to the footpath adjoining the ditch where she was killed, and her body was covered by a blanket.
Caroline, he saw a jacket, a pair of sunglasses and a set of car keys on the ground. And he said also he saw a bicycle which was lying on top of the vegetation. He made the arrangements to get a forensic tent to be placed over her body and items were covered to protect them from the elements.
Now, one of the things we heard Joseph Pushka say as part of his alleged confession was that he told Aisling he wasn't going to hurt her along the canal path. But as she passed him, he said she panicked and he panicked. And then he said he cut her. And of course, what we've been told as part of this prosecution case was that Aisling was stabbed 12 times in the neck. One of those stab wounds was over 9 centimetres wide and was described as a slice.
The other wounds were over 9 centimetres deep. During the attack, her voice box was so badly damaged that the pathologist said it may have left her unable to scream or make any sound at all.
And the court was shown more footage of that bright, sunny winter afternoon last year when Aisling was killed, this time taken from three cameras at two houses near Digby Bridge in the minutes after she died. Now, the footage shows two women dressed in pink sports gear running to homes near the bridge.
These women, the court were told, were believed to be Jenna Stack and Aoife Maron, who had minutes previously seen Joseph Pushka in the ditch with Aisling when her legs were kicking hard in a cry for help, they said.
So that's it for episode 5. Joseph Pushka denies the charge of murder. And Nicola, this trial is actually nearing its conclusion now.
Yes, Anne-Marie Lawler for the prosecution has signalled to the court that she will finish her evidence tomorrow, and then defence evidence, if any, will be called. After that, the 9-man, 3-woman jury will be sent out to consider their verdict.
Now, initially, the judge had told the jury that they needed to be available for 5 weeks for this trial, giving them an end date of around mid-November. But Justice Tony Hunt has repeatedly told them during the trial so far that we're making good progress. And now, 2.5 weeks into the evidence, it looks like the end is in sight. We'll be back later this week with more updates from the court. And Nicola, you'll be there for us.
Yes. And in the meantime, you can follow us at The Trial Podcast.
Or you can follow me at Radio Caroline.
See you then.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.